Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what up?
What's up?
What took you so long?
I was talking to my son, and we got a little convo going on. Lost track of time. Sorry about that.
Oh. Tell him to get his life right. Get his life right.
That's what we talking about, getting the life right. The lives right.
No doubt. What up, everybody? What's going on? It is Big Red and Brother B. Another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's good? How you doing? Salutations, greetings. What's up? What up, Big Red? What's going on?
What's up?
So how you doing,
what's
Red?
What's good? Chilling. Just having conversations with my young men about these young ladies. And I don't know what's going on. But
they need to holler at me. They need to holler at me, man.
Yeah, they really do, because these young ladies
They know they can.
Huh?
They know they can holler at me. They just choose not to. See, you know what? I'm gonna put this bluntly, and they may not like it. It's interesting how they say they want his life, but they don't want to take his life. Now,
of course not.
It's all good talking to moms, but you know what I'm saying? You want a male's point of view, holla. They know. I'm available. They talk to me anytime, but they choose to go a route, and it's nothing to take away from you as mom, but you got to hear both sides. And talking to your friends your age are not going to help you. But talking to other dudes your age is really not going to help you. I mean, everybody got their own different experiences, but it's not going to really help you. Now, talking to mom,
exactly.
It'll help you on certain ends, but, you know, of course.
So, yeah, because guess what? I'm a woman, so it's like, but see, in this instance, not to, right, but in this instance, not to cut you off, but in this instance, or with these young ladies now, they're different. These young ladies now are totally different than we were going. I'm not saying there may have been maybe one or two girls that may have had the same type of tendencies, but these young ladies are different, and I think it has a lot to do with the breakdown of the family, or how the family dynamics is. A lot of that has to do with that.
Well, I mean, I think it has a lot to do with that. I think it also has a lot to do of how things are where I mean, we have to talk about it, like music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even in entertainment, television, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, there's a culture, like, where it's okay to disrespect women, and then there's a culture where it's okay to, you know, just, you know, just.
Well, these young.
You know,
Well, these yeah, these young ladies now, like, with their, in terms of the culture, it's like we say all the time when we talk about all the time, it's like a role reversal. It's like they're into, oh, I'm a F as many dudes as I can and have no feelings because, you know, that's what they do to us. And it's like, girl, you ain't doing nothing but putting numbers on the cooch. Like, you put numbers on that. And it's a difference. Unfortunately, it's a double standard, but you're just doing nothing but putting numbers on it. And do you think dudes are going to respect you? But guess what? Once again, just like you said, it's the culture. It's the music. You got these young ladies out. I mean, I happen to like some of the songs that the young ladies sing, you know, and it's funny to me. But then again, it's putting out a message. And I'm not talking about Cardi B. I'm talking about these young girls called they call City Girls. And they about, you know, effing these dudes, getting money, and, oh, they got to drive around in cars, and they got to do this and that. No, then all they sing up, that's all they sing about. And like I said, it's entertaining. Bad. It's right. But then look at the
it's
message
bad.
That you're sending out now.
It's bad entertainment because when you was coming up,
right.
It wasn't like that. And see, you know what I'm saying? Hey, what up, Lady T? Before we continue.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Lady T. Hi.
Hey.
Like real talk, when we was coming up, like some of these cats and kids out here would be like, oh, well, you know, you always talk about you was coming up. And we probably said the same thing when our parents was coming up. But as we got older, we realized a lot of things that they were saying was real. It was real talk.
Mm-hmm.
Our kids are not realizing, nor are some of them even caring, because at least we took certain things into consideration. These kids nowadays, they just like all willy-nilly, like they don't really think it can happen. Like it's no fear, you know, in them, and they just choose to do whatever they want to do, and they don't give a damn about consequences. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so,
absolutely.
With the music back in the days, there wasn't a whole bunch of bitch words being used. It wasn't a whole bunch of hoes, and it wasn't a whole bunch, you know what I'm saying? It just wasn't that. If certain music came along, and then it just opened up a whole new world, you know, for just like that market of like disrespect, misogynistic, you know, type music. And things just kind of got crazy. But, I mean, it's not just the entertainment, the television or whatever. It's also the system as well. Because the system doesn't want you to be a parent. The system does not want you to put some you know, some type of discipline into your kid, as much as they try to say they want you to. But it's like, yo, we got our asses whipped. And, I mean, you know, when your grandma had to pull a switch off the tree or something like that, you know, some would call that abuse. Some would try to say that's abuse, but listen, that ain't no damn abuse. That's just you just getting your ass whipped. But you know what I'm saying? Like, some people just don't want to separate, or certain people don't want to do their jobs and separate what abuse from just straight out, yo, you need to be disciplined. So they just want to kind of put it all under one umbrella. So it's ridiculous.
But why would they when ACS is a market? You know what I mean? So if you're not getting these cases with, you know what I'm saying, the parents whooping their ass, and then you got to call ACS and all of this stuff, ACS wouldn't be in business.
Yeah, but that's
it's all
the
about business. If you look at it, it's really sad to say it like that. The same thing with, let's say, the record labels. They know what they're being presented with when they say, "Okay, this song, we want to put this song out." They don't care. They're going to make money for their label. What do they care? What the outcome is?
Yeah, because their kids, they're going to. Because most of the people that run the record label are really not our color. They're not really from our culture, and they pay to have their stupid little kids go to college. Oh, shit,
some of them are.
But yeah, you know, it is what it is. But once again, hey, it's Big Red, Rubby B. We've got guests in the house, Lady T, The Menu, Live Talk Radio. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. So, tonight's show, basically the only topic I could think of at the moment is current events, because there's a lot of shit going on, and it's just some things that I want to address. And first off, okay, yo, about 2 weeks ago, like I'm going to work, I look at, I go in the store, I'm going to get my coffee, and I look front page. You know, far my mouth tonight, but it's about to get a little loose. Some bastard who has some type of dispute with his baby mama sets the car on fire and leaves the kid in the car. Yo. Listen, dudes. Listen, dudes and women alike. If you motherfuckers can't keep your shit together, that's on you. But don't involve the children. Like, really, just don't involve the kids, man. I mean, that's one of the most... And the sad part is, what's sad that he's alive. The child is dead, but he's alive. And I don't get it. It's not like I'm trying to get it. But I'm like, is shit really that bad? Where you feel the need to call your baby mama and say, hey, since we going to... Oh, you're never going to see your kid again. And then... You kill a kid. So that's just one thing that was irking me right there. But then it's like the next week, I hear about some lady and somewhere, and I'm sorry. I mean I've read the stories, but it's like, you know how you read something and you try to like get it out of your head. So there's certain issue, parts of the story that you really just don't remember. You just remember the main shit. Lady, boyfriend. The boyfriend was left with the child. Chopped the child up. Chopped the little girl up and put her in the garbage bag. And took her out like trash. Yo, once again, what the fuck are we doing here? What are we doing? Really? Then, recently, again, some little boy dies in the hotel room from being molested by the boyfriend. Does anybody have anything to add to this? Anybody even have anything to say?
Starting with which one? Because all of it sounds like a lot of mental cases right here. It's really sad. In the first case that you talked about with the child being burned in the car and things like that, some men, when they're really going through a custody battle, they're really going through it. To me, they're not mentally stable while they're going through it. Some men, I said. I didn't say all men.
I know.
Because you have some
men...
You know, you're frustrated. Oh, she's keeping you away from your kid. They get to a point, it seems like, where it's like, you really are going to kill your own kid? Yeah, they really will. You know why? To spite the female, for her to finish suffering even more. It's really, really sad, and it's so petty. Everybody is in their emotions. The parents are in their emotions right there.
Yo,
not thinking about the kid. It's sad.
Listen. Like, I know you said not all men, but yo, real
talk. Yeah, not all men.
My kid's mother had me in court for like 8 years. 8 years. You know what I'm saying? And then she's still, till this day, she's still getting on my nerves. But never, ever would I, ever, you know what I'm saying? Really? Why put it on the kid?
That sounds like
no.
Mentally unstable men from probably even before this whatever breakup and things like that, and it's really, really sad. It's really
okay,
sad.
So with that being said, T, and I'm not putting it on the women, but I got to put it on some women. How do some of these chicks be fucking with these dudes? I don't understand. I really don't get it.
What do you mean you really don't get it? Some people don't even see the signs. Some people may see the signs. You might get some red flags. Oh, he'll change. You know, and maybe they do change, but then they go back to who they are. That's who they were in the beginning. I've seen this happen before.
It's like some of these women that be in abusive relationships. You know he's a bastard. You know he ain't shit. But yet you continue to be in them. Why?
And that's a woman's problem. Maybe she has self-esteem issues. Maybe she's going through certain things that she may not have gotten through. I know a lot of women that went through abuse, and they will tell you it had nothing to do with the guy, why they put themselves through that. Like, one of them was raped. She's with this guy that's abusing her. It's another form of abuse than rape. You understand what I'm saying? That she's used to. Probably felt worthless after being raped. So it's different situations. I never judge a person because you don't know their story.
That's the whole thing. It's not about judging, but the whole thing is I just really take issue when I hear about shit like this. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not like it's something that just started, but my whole thing is, I mean, like I will continue to say, when we were coming up, like, did we really, you know what I'm saying? Like, things just... I don't know. Is there a difference between then and now? Is me, I believe.
Because there's a lot more mental issues. What I always say, mental illness is at an all-time high. Now, it's higher than it was maybe years ago. You got these men, like I said, they out here, they're doing all kinds of stuff, all kinds of things. They're taking all kinds of drugs. They might have had, they might have had these mental issues, just as Lady T said, before they had children with this person. They might have had the mental issues before, maybe that particular time when the female was dealing with the guy, he might have been taking his medication. And then guess what? When he go off his medication, this is what happens. And that's my thing. Like, a lot of men are walking around, that's just like with people with, unfortunately, with HIV and AIDS, they're looking normal. They're walking around, they're taking all this medication, and they're looking normal. These people look normal.
Mm-hmm.
Normal. Mental illness is not always somebody dirty and stinking, and they looking good. Sometimes the person can be looking good, and you like, but this Negro is crazy. Like, something wrong with him. And the female, too, something wrong with her. She taking medication. She bipolar. And I feel, and I'm saying, I think that bipolar crap, I think that's crapolar.
That's
okay, what I think.
I've bipolar been said
is crapola.
We're on the
same page with that. Yeah, mm-hmm. I really think that bipolar shit is crapola because I think that's something that they made up just to push medication.
Mm-hmm.
You being
exactly.
bipolar is bullshit. And a lot of people use that bipolar, I'm bipolar, to try to and make excuses for being the way that they are. And it's like, fuck that. I see through that shit. I don't know about anybody else, but I see through it.
It's almost when you go... Before you could have went to a psychologist to say, I'm depressed. Can you help me? They counsel you and things like that for whatever your insurance covers. Great. Now they're not doing that. We're going to prescribe you this, and that, and then you can go, you can go see the psychologist. By the time you get to the psychologist, you're probably so doped up on your medication. Do you even remember what you was going to talk to the psychologist about? Now she's writing down her comments on what you look like when you come to her. They're going to up your dose. You understand what I'm saying? So it's really all about this medication, too, with that. So are we really being
absolutely.
When we talk about mental illness? Let's be for real.
Right, exactly.
What's going on?
Hey, what's up, everybody? What's up?
What's up, K-Dog?
What's up, Brother BM? What's up, Lady T?
What's up, man? What's going on?
What's up?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Yeah, I was just listening to the show, on my way here, and all I got to say is that there's so much craziness going on out here in the world today, and, we see, and is it me or is it more now than it was back when we were growing up? Is the world becoming more stressed or something? I don't know.
Yes, that's true. PTSD. They have that too. Everybody's talking about PTSD.
All right, listen, check this out. I gotta go there.
Mm-hmm.
And if people get offended, I'm sorry. But if maybe you getting offended is your motherfucking problem. So stop being so sensitive.
Right.
But all right,
mm-hmm.
This is where I gotta go with it. So I remember back in the day, we was younger, we used to think being gay and all this and that, we would make fun or poke fun at certain things.
you know,
right.
kids maybe, you know, having some type of, oh, he's a retard or all this and that. Like, we were kids, we really didn't, you know shit. We made fun of certain people. You know what I'm saying? It was what it was. But as time progressed, you know, times are changing. You know, you have people, you know, coming out of the closet with the homosexuality. Okay, that's not a big issue. Okay, no problem. You want to come out the closet, fine. Like, nobody's really giving a damn. If you want to announce to the world that you're gay, then that's you.
But what is coming out the closet? Sorry, Brother B, hold on one second. I just wanted to ask you something on what you said with coming out the closet, because to me, I don't even need to come out the closet saying that, you know, heterosexual, whatever the case may be. So
but
it's like, why
I'm
do you
saying.
Need to even, you understand what I'm saying? Why do I even need to tell you what I do behind private doors?
Well, because, you know, the problem is, oh, sorry for interrupting, but here's the thing that's going on with this coming out the closet. It's what society is making of it. You understand? It's all about society. Like, you know, society categorizes. You understand? That's what's going on.
Well, see, it's like what I was saying before, going along the same lines, right? So now all of a sudden, you're starting to have certain movements. And, you know, you have people that want rights. Now, mind you, gay people, homosexuality has been in existence for centuries.
Mm-hmm.
It's centuries. There's nothing new about it. But you have a certain brand of people who want to say, hey, well, we want rights, or we want this, or we want that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, something happens to my spouse. And, you know, I think in the movie Philadelphia, there was a little issue where, you know, the guys were together. He passed away, and he wasn't entitled to any of his medical benefits or anything like that because they were, like, living together or whatever. But the law didn't recognize them living together or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Listen,
I love that movie.
I like the movie, too. I get it. But, see, now it started something. And where I'm going with it is this. So now that has happened, and then you have some people coming out and they're gay and they say, oh, well, you know, this is the same reason why Martin Luther King fought for this and fought for that. You can't compare your plight to black people.
Mm-hmm.
But
true.
But it has been done. The comparison has been done. So
I don't
when
think
I
it's a comparison that, with black people. I think it's a comparison of equal rights. I'm a female. I'm human. What I do behind closed doors is none of your business, really.
But,
why
this
can't
is,
I
this
have
is true.
That equal rights? You know what I mean?
This is true. But at the same token, I don't even think it should be in the same sentence. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to talk about equal rights, or basically what you want to talk about is integrating yourself into a system that has been in existence like you were already in, but you just want to be known. So you want your own lane. So once that started, then it seems like other people started to want their own lane. And then you had certain politicians, people in the White House who started to exhibit certain attitudes, make certain laws, certain rules. You know, people are starting to feel emboldened by the propaganda and the bullshit. Just like with 9/11. Now, let's go off the homosexual thing. Let's go to 9/11. After 9/11 happened, it was like a big target on every Muslim's back because of 9/11.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So people started to open up a lane for, oh, now we can just, you know, we can hate. We need to hate all Muslims, or Muslims don't belong in this country just because of 9/11. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, it's like an opening of every so often, there's lanes that are open for certain things. So there's a lane open for hate. There's a lane open for this. There's a lane open for that. And next thing you know, everybody's like, well, shit, I want a lane too. Meanwhile, everything is exposed. I guess when we were coming up, there's certain things that we just didn't know about because our parents were on that shit of children should be seen and not heard. There's certain things you need to know, and there's certain things you just don't need to know. The news is different because there's certain things that they reported and there's certain things that they didn't report. On TV, like I said before, you would watch the A-Team, 1,000 rounds, you'd be a whole bunch of shooting, and you ain't see nobody die.
Right.
Now all of a sudden you turn on the TV, you're seeing heads blown off, you're seeing titties, you're seeing ass, you're seeing pictures of homosexuals, you're seeing hate on Muslims. You're just seeing everything. You're seeing every goddamn thing. So
right. Nothing is kept sacred.
It's a whole different generation now. You know, you'll see a lot more of that because nothing is hidden. Like, you see, in this generation, back in the day, when we were coming up, you know, like you said, Brother B, everything was hidden. Like, everything was forbidden. Like, you couldn't see people kissing. You couldn't see certain things on TV. Like, okay, if a show like, let's just say, Dynasty was on and there was a love scene, oh, my goodness, send the kids to the next room. It was a different generation of parenting. But now, these days, you look at TV and kids are seeing everything that's going on. Nothing is prohibited. Even now in, like, cartoons or in children's shows, like, perfect example, like shows like Sesame Street or recently in Arthur, they were talking about a gay character. You know, that's all,
yeah, Mr.
You know,
Ratburn.
Yeah, Mr. Ratburn.
Ratburn,
right.
Got married.
And mind you, listen, I don't want anybody to sit here and think, because, you know, somebody was trying to twist it and say, oh, he doesn't like gay people, or he doesn't like Muslims.
No,
it has nothing to do with that. What it has to do with is the fact that, but a matter of fact, I used to work in I used to do security in a store years ago, and the manager was gay. And one day me and him had a conversation. He said, you know what? He said, one thing that I'm not liking is the fact that some of these flamers, and I said flamers, he said, yeah, these other gay people who, like, just want to be out in the open and all this and that, he said, it's messing it up for the people like me who just want to keep everything quiet. Like, I don't need to announce to the world who I am or what I do, like what Lady T said. He's like, but I don't need anybody bringing attention to my situation either, because there's certain people that just don't want to be out there like that. There's certain people that just want to stay behind the scenes and do what they do, and that's that. But then you have others that bring attention to the party, and then next thing you know, drama comes about. And what's sad is he was right. Because once the lock was off the cage, the next thing you know, you have people, you know, doing, you know, hate crimes.
Oh, yes, there is.
Because they don't want to see that. They don't want to see that out in the street. They don't want to see that out in the open, you know. And I'm just like, wow.
But then, like, you have to look at it. It just, I mean, I understand that, but then, okay, it's like the sad thing about it, the whole thing, like I said, I don't care what a person is, what they do, who they doing it with, whether it's male, woman, girl, I don't care about that. At the same time, but then I think a lot of people have a problem because they're pushing it on the children. They're pushing it to the point where the children, it's like, oh, well, he's a boy, you know what, but you know what, if he wants to wear a dress or if he wants to play with a doll or he wants to paint his nails, he should be allowed to do that. And then if you got a daughter, it's, oh, well, she could, well, I mean, women do drive trucks, but, oh, she could drive a truck or she want to wear, I don't know, overalls or something, you know, it's like, or she want to play with a bus or whatever. It's like, I it's like you're pushing this stuff on, like I said, on the children.
You know,
and
right.
I think a lot,
like,
of people have a problem with that.
There's something else that I wanted to bring up. You have another thing called religion that's definitely doing a lot with that.
Well,
check it out.
Religion has been, a driving force of destruction for years.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many black people, instead of fighting, they go to church and pray? Like, oh, that's the ultimate
right.
weapon. Listen, don't get me twisted. Don't get me wrong. You know, I'm a spiritual person. But you know what I'm saying? You can't step into a knife fight with a Bible and expect to win. I mean, reality is reality. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like I said, I don't have anything against religion or anybody's beliefs. But my whole thing is this. I think it gets to a point where, once again, the message is misconstrued. You can't sit there and go to church every Sunday and talk about God and God is love and God is that, but you go and say, oh, I hate Muslims. Oh, I hate blacks. I hate gays.
Exactly.
I hate this person. I hate Mexicans. I hate this. I hate that. You can't do that. Because
yeah, but they feel that they can. Yeah, exactly.
Well,
but they don't feel like that.
But then,
they don't feel like that. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, well.
You shouldn't be a priest molesting boys and thinking that you're not gay if you're doing that because you are gay.
Exactly.
When they control that, then they can talk about other people and sexuality.
And that's the hypocrisy of it. That's the hypocrisy of it. That's how hypocritical it is. Because you're sitting there, you know, you're preaching one thing, but yet you're doing the other. Don't be a hypocrite about it. You know, you're, okay, whatever beliefs that any of us have, but here's what it is. If you're teaching the word of God, teach the word of God. That is not your place because you know damn well yourself, you're not perfect. But yet you're preaching to other people about how to live their lives, about who to watch out for. Oh, this person's bad. Oh, because this person doesn't come to my church, that person's so bad. You want to preach about love, but yet you're preaching hate. You're preaching discrimination.
I don't understand that.
But you know what, K-Dog? I think that's where it starts. I think that's where a lot of the shit starts, because you know shit rolls downhill. So basically, if you have the priest that's molesting kids and still keeping his position and still being respected and still preaching the word of God, hey, why I can't go out there and cut off somebody's head and it's okay? Or why I can't go out there and molest kids myself and it's okay? Or why I can't just go out there and beat up on my wife and it's okay? You know what I'm saying? It's like when it starts at the top, if he can do this, then I can do that. You know what I'm saying? It's like if the president can turn around and say, oh, just grab him in the pussy, then I can do it too. It's
right.
Like,
yeah.
The locks is off the cage. They feel that, well, if they can do it, then I can do it. If he can say it, I can say it.
No discretion. Nobody cares about anybody's feelings. No discretion. Nobody cares about anybody's feelings, how they feel, how somebody else gonna feel. They don't care. Nobody cares about anything these days. And I mean, you know, we got a little off subject, but I'm just saying in terms of with you know the situation with these children being you know hurt by you know these women, their partners. At the end of the day, like I said, you have to you know. You have to look at the fact that, like I said, maybe, you know, once again, maybe he was on medication at the time that you met him. But, you know, get to know these men a little longer before you just start inviting them around your children. How about that? How about we do that?
Man, listen.
How about, I know a situation with a friend of mine, her sister, and her. They were being molested, well, it's not technically it's rape, but whatever if you want to call it molestation, by their stepfather for years. They went to their mother and told their mother what happened. Guess what? Their moms didn't believe them. Oh, you guys are exaggerating stuff. All three of them is telling you that, but they're exaggerating because she's so desperate because she wants a man in the house. Listen, I'll chop his penis off, send it back to his moms. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Send his ass up out of here. I don't play that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because children don't make that stuff up. They do not make that stuff up.
There is no making
exactly.
for it. It does happen because, unfortunately, you see, I was having this conversation not too long ago, and I'm glad Lady T brought that up because There was these gay guys who were having a conversation. I struck up the conversation about how, you know, how much that they face a lot of heat for being who they are, and they brought that up. They said, yeah, but yet people sitting there condemning us for who we are, but yet look at their imperfections. Look at the fact that they molest children, and look at the fact that they pick up prostitutes, or you even have some people going to massage parlors. You understand it,
mm-hmm.
but you're judging.
You know what? Like I said, I think you know what, K-Dog. In response to that,
mm-hmm.
I think it goes back to what Big Red said. It's like nobody gets like, and I'm gonna be honest with you. It's no disrespect. Like I don't give a damn what your sexual preference is. I don't
exactly.
really care what your color. I don't care what your color is. But when you try to push your bullshit or whatever your shit is on the kids or my kids. Then I have
exactly.
a problem, because that's my kid. So I talk to my kid or teach my kid what I choose to teach my kid. You should not be in school with a book saying, George has two daddies, and reading a book.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you should not
mm-hmm.
be doing that. Or Tammy has two mommies. Like, you should not be doing that. That has nothing to do with education. That has nothing
exactly.
to do with them furthering themselves in life. It has nothing to do with that.
Nope.
At all.
Exactly. I feel sorry for these kids growing up now. I feel sorry for them. I really do.
And my brother, who's a psychiatrist, and my brother, who's a counselor, he was telling me recently, he said that, you know, what's sad about it is that these kids come to the counselors, and being that there's not a lot of guidance counselors in the schools to help these children are coming to them with serious, serious problems with coming, you know, struggling to come out to their parents. They even go as far as to contemplate suicide, and it's sad that these kids go through that. And he said, you know, parents are not listening to them. And plus another thing, too, that has to come with it, when it comes to culture, you know, it comes to culture and race. Because unfortunately, I don't know, hey, correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, me being black, unfortunately, being gay is not accepted amongst us as a people, and that's another problem. You know.
Well, that means,
right.
that's true. I mean, my whole thing is when it comes down to stuff like that, you got parents that are not parents.
Mhm.
They're just two people or a person that had a kid. Like, they don't know what parenting is in the first. I mean, we never really know in the beginning, but it's different. We had different examples. Like, were our parents perfect? Our parents before them perfect? No, they weren't. But it was a different standard. I mean, I remember years ago, I used to hear stories of like, oh, well, if you were 18 and you were pregnant, they would ban you from the family, or they would banish you, or they would have to hide you, or something like that. Certain things.
Yeah, but I don't really think black people did that. I really don't think that was they did.
Black people did that because, you know, it was a kind of a stain on the family if you was a teen mom. But we're talking about before our time. We're talking about before.
Right.
You know,
okay.
We're talking about like in grandma's era. You know, there's certain things like you just couldn't do. Like you couldn't go out there wearing all types of tight shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just things were different.
That's true.
But as time moved forward, you know, things just changed. So now it's cute or it's okay. Like you got these reality shows. It's okay to be a teen mom. Well, it's okay to be like
right.
14 and pregnant or something like that. It's like, really? Like, that's not okay. But then somebody will challenge me and say, well, why is it not okay? Like, who are you to say X, Y, and Z? It's like, because morally, if you look at it, why does a 14-year-old need to be having a kid? A 14-year-old hasn't even lived a life yet.
Okay, but how did it happen? Would you prefer the 14-year-old to be having an abortion, or would you prefer her to give it up for adoption, or would you prefer her, if her family's going to help her, I'm sorry, for her to just keep it, raise it, you learned your lesson.
Again, it comes to politics and religion. Go ahead, Brother B.
My thing is this. It's not so much the fact that she's 14 and pregnant. It's how did she get pregnant? How the hell no one was watching over her? No one was paying attention. No one was making sure she was on a certain path. You know what I'm saying? That's what it boils down to. That's what it boils down to. I'm at work. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I see a group of kids just hanging out, riding the train. Listen, at the age that they are, when I was that age, shit, I was in the house. A lot of us were in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But now, once again, it's just like...
Or sitting on the stoop.
No filter. Yeah, sitting on the stoop. Nah, 3 o'clock in the morning, our asses was in the house.
Hell yeah. You have to be in the house.
When the streetlight came on... Where the hell was it?
Well, we're dealing with different times as far as economy-wise. You may have the parents working double shifts, all sorts of stuff. The aunt or the grandmom should be watching the kid. Nah, that's not happening. They're rebelling against them. It's not my kid. Go out when your mom's coming home. All
right, not mine.
Mm-hmm. So, come on. Yep. It's not the same kind of discipline either.
Well, you know what? And I hear what you're saying, Lady T, but once again, it shouldn't be an excuse. It's just like there just should be no excuse for an excuse for certain things.
It shouldn't
things.
Be excuse,
like,
Brother B, but it is a reality, though. It is a reality.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And that's the realities that we didn't have to grow up in. And these are the realities nowadays that's being forced on some of these adults, some of these kids, or some kids want to be adults nowadays. You know,
and these kids are being exposed to too much too quick. So it's very hard. Too much too quick. They don't even have anybody to turn to who's going to discipline them when they start seeing them do wrong.
This is true. So now I got to switch it. Okay, so once again, you guys know I really don't get into the whole newspaper and news thing. I just really don't. Something catches me, then I'll read it. So somebody came to me and was like, "You don't know what's going on in the world?" I said, "No, not really. I'm just trying to get a grip on my own life." So they told me about Trump and this Iran thing. So I was like,
"Okay,
them, so what
I need to know about
going?
That."
Okay, so Iran, man. Wow.
And so apparently, there's some situation where I guess Trump is kind of egging on Iran, and I don't know. I guess they're trying to basically look for a premise to go to war with Iran, which I'm sure they probably already have, and then I think Saudi Arabia is backing Trump on it. I don't know if anybody. Like I said, this is just something I heard in conversation. I didn't read it. I refused to read it because it just sounds real depressing. It just sounds like something that was going to happen anyways. Because we have this guy in office. And he's a Republican. We know Republicans like to go to war. So if somebody's more well-versed in the story, you know, Lady T, K Dog, you know.
I'm just like you, Brother B. I do not want to listen to the news.
Yeah,
this is something I
neither.
Care less about. So to ask
it's
me that, I'm just wondering right now, what has Trump done in this office other than turn over everything Obama has done and try to put it in his name? So please, somebody tell us what has Trump done or what's that going to solve with this war with Iran?
It's not going to solve.
Yeah, like what is he picking on them for?
Like I don't
understand. He's like a little kid. Like, oh, I'm bored. I don't have nothing to do. You know what? Let me pick on Iran today. That's like being a fucking kid. Like, I don't understand.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to say this. You know what? And I'm glad what you said about the kids, because you know what? That's exactly what this administration is. It's a joke, because you know what it is. Look. This is what America has now. You have someone who, number one, never held political office. Number two, never took part in the military. So, and number three, you had someone who owned businesses who all failed. Now, this is who we have in the White House. I mean, the world already laughed at us already. Now, the world is definitely laughing at us because they're like this. Damn, man, what the hell happened to you guys? You guys allowed this to happen? Yes, and the United States is getting their asses kicked. They're getting their asses handed to them on a platter. Because look at this. Look at the tariffs that – look at all of this that he's doing against China. Now he's raging this war. I'm like, man, you know, like you said about the whole thing, kids and stuff like that. Like, when you're a kid, you're bored. You want to play Battleship or my Battleship or something like that. You understand what I'm saying? So,
it's a business move. If Saudi Arabia is going to back Trump, then Iran has something that they want. Now, I don't know if it's oil, but it has to be something that they want. Or the enemy of the enemy is my enemy, or of the enemy is my friend. However that saying goes. So basically, you know, hey, U.S., Iran is a problem. We need your help. Oh, well, what are we going to get out of it? Oh, you know, we got a couple of barrels of oil for you. We'll do this, and we'll hook you up with a couple of things. All right, no problem. Because, you know, this country doesn't really encroach on anyone unless they can get something out of it. They don't really go to war with somebody unless there's something that they can take. Like, it's sad that a lot of men and women have lost their lives. A lot of lives were lost due to lies from these fucking Neanderthals in suits that call themselves politicians. Nothing but lies. People are fatherless, motherless, you know, childless, because a lot of people thought they were doing their patriotic duty by going overseas to fight to protect the U.S. border and Constitution. I don't understand the logic behind that. How do you go overseas to protect home? So in other words, you're supposed to go someplace else to stop something from coming here. It's not coming here. It's not.
We don't know that because allegedly we've always stopped it. So to say that, we don't know it.
It ain't coming here. It's not. If you look at history, if you really look at history of this country, certain things are just not coming here. We always go out and seek trouble. Trouble doesn't really come here. You have too many people from other countries that come here to just live in some type of peace or get a slice of the pie and enjoy whatever freedoms they can get from here because they left a dictatorship or they left oppression or they left poverty. They come over here. They go from paper bags on their shoes to throwing on a pair of Nikes. They're living.
Right.
So all that shit, all that smoking guns, that propaganda and all that other stuff, like I said, a lot of people have died over lies. These Neanderthals in suits that call themselves politicians. Now, I don't know, like I said, I haven't really written, I care not to read about it. Maybe bringing it up, maybe somebody else will read or educate themselves on it, because I really don't care. But war with Iran, I mean, come on. Do we really need to be in that? When Obama came into office, what did he do? All he did was scale back, pull back, brought troops home. Mind you, I believe he had to place some troops in other places, but what major war was really going on? What really major conflict was going on? This is just a dude who basically got into office, and he's like kind of on this cowboy shit, and that part of America loves him for it because he embodies what America is really all about. Hate, misogynistic, racist, bigot, all types of shit, you name it, he embodies it. Greed, selfishness, he embodies it. And that's why he has supporters. That's why he's supported. And it's sad to say, but that's why he'll probably get another 4 years.
That's scary. Scary to think about.
It's sad, scary, but yeah. What's up, Lady T?
Oh, I was just reading the Trump thing while we was on the phone. It's about a nuclear weapon and so forth and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's the same thing as it usually be.
It's the same thing that it always is, pretty much, and so forth. And I believe it's because of the campaign and so forth,
right.
Because, he
needs something to run on.
That's kind of like that Mexican wall thing. So it's like, and also he's going up against Biden. It just says a lot of stuff on there. I can't even read it. I'm not tolerating it because it just sounds like nonsense. I don't think he's even going to be attacking Iran. I think he needs to be a little bit smarter than that, but he's not.
But see, but you know what?
All he has to do is shake the tree.
All he has to do is shake the tree, then he'll have supporters saying, "Yeah, do it." It just seems like it's talk
from what I'm reading.
That's all it is.
So I don't think
he's like a kid. He's like a kid. He's bored. He ain't got nothing to do. They ain't got nothing else for him to sign. Okay, he done signed everything when he first got in the office. So he's like, listen, I ain't got nothing else to do now. You know what? Let me start some shit. Just because I feel like it.
It's something like this, like a kid throwing a tantrum. Like if a kid doesn't get what they want, what do? They throw themselves down on the ground and then they throw a tantrum. And of course, the parents will be like, you know what, you're really getting on my nerves. But then after, this kid is throwing a serious tantrum, throwing themselves on the ground, doing the break dance, you know, and all of that. This is exactly what this joker is doing in office.
Well, people need to go out and vote for 2020. I don't care who you vote for, but please don't vote for him.
But you know what's sad about it? No, Hillary did. But also, you have to remember something. Half of the country decided to stay their asses home and not vote, and that's the problem.
And guess what? In 2020, they're going to stay their asses home anyway, and they're still going to do it.
Oh, well, then they better not complain after that.
Exactly.
Don't complain with the outcome.
That's the point.
But
let me tell y'all something. I'm sorry, okay, though. I didn't mean to cut across you guys. My thing is this. At the end of the day, we have been not us, but society has become conditioned. It's like this is comfortable. Oh, we're going to complain. Oh, yeah, that, another. And then guess what? He get another 4 years, or somebody else get in there and do the same stupidness or whatever. And then guess what? Oh, well, you know, and it's going to be, it's like a cycle. Oh, well, I went out and vote. Oh, no, well, I didn't. I didn't vote, but you know what? Things ain't going to change. It's a cycle. They're going to keep complaining about the same thing over and over again, but then you're not going to get out there and vote, and then you expect something to change. No, it's not going to change because you're not doing anything about it, but it seems like that's what you're comfortable with. You're comfortable.
Exactly.
Society is comfortable with that.
And guess what? The more society gets comfortable, the more things are going to be really messed up, and this is the problem
exactly
that the society has, especially you have people out there who are promoting this negative, and I will say it, negative propaganda. There are those out there who are false leaders who are sitting there telling people, don't vote in elections. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do not vote. Oh, voting goes up. This is this and this and this. And these are the same people. They all mouth, but no action. They'll sit there and tell people, don't vote. Now, when you tell people don't vote, what kind of a message are you sending?
Well, I got to go back to something that you said a few times, K-Dog, and it wasn't just, you know, it wasn't tonight, but it's before. I just find it interesting, and maybe it could be me, but Tavis Smiley and Cornel West, two people who seem to have had a lot of mouth over the 8 years that Obama was in office, they're very quiet now.
Oh, hell
yeah. Like, I'm not really hearing nothing. They're not on the radar.
They kept them bit their tongue. The cat bit their tongue because what should
they
say?
They took money under the table. Or they took the money under the table.
Yeah, probably.
Sure.
Because, like I said, I mean, they were very much, like, I've heard a lot of negative spoken about Obama, you know, by these two individuals. But yet, this guy is in here, and he's just like, oh, my God. Like, he's just, whew.
Because why would the House Negro talk about his master? Why would they?
Of course, this is what I'm saying. And you know what? Brother B and I have had this conversation many a time because, like I said, and I quote, there was a journalist who brought this up, and he was like, man, listen, you have these quote-unquote conscious Negroes who stand there, and mind you, if I say this, they go on social media, and they are on not just social media, but they have they claim to be these intellectuals who are doctors, professors, and they go on there and they run their mouth. They were the same ones who ran their mouth on President Obama, like you said. And now they're the same ones who stand there and tell people, stay home on election day because you shouldn't vote. And these are the same good-for-nothings who don't do anything. They not about nothing. You understand?
Oh, man. This is why I really try not, you know, like Hot Rod, and you guys on the Absolute Truth, y'all can do the politics. You know, I get, because Sean Black, you know, does, like, really, you know, a lot of the deep, you know, like, reading or research and stuff. And, you know, it makes for, like, a great show. And then Hot Rod comes. Like, you guys all make it mesh together. Me, I politics, I hate it. Like, I may talk about it from time to time, but I hate it because there are more real-life issues. Like, why hasn't someone made some type of either a shin guard or something to put over that side of the bed where there's a sharp corner? And then you, like, hit it, and you hit your shin or something like that. Like, why hasn't somebody made something to cover that sharp corner of the bed? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's more pressing issues in life than politics. Like, to me, it's just a run-on. It's the same thing over and over again. To me, politics makes no sense. It's very divisive. I kind of, you know, me and a high school friend on Facebook was going... We were going back and forth, and he is into this whole liberal thing, and this is that. First of all, I don't even know what that liberal thing is, and I really don't care. Democrats, Republicans, I really don't care. Like, I don't care, because aren't we all supposed to be fighting for the same thing? So we're all fighting for the same thing. Why are there so many different people? Like, why are there Republicans? Why are there Democrats? If we're all fighting, if we're all trying to get the same thing for the people, why are you guys fighting?
Because certain people beliefs may go into religious beliefs and so forth. For example, with abortion, is Democrats see it differently. Republicans see it differently. Republicans are more on the whole religious point of it and so forth. There's different reasons why you do have those parties.
My thing is this. Fuck the parties. Because you have no right. If you can't have a baby, you have no right to tell them what to do. I've been peeping a couple of articles and stuff like that about these senators or whoever talking about, you know, what is that? If a woman gets raped, she has to have the baby.
Exactly. That's the sad part of it.
She can't get an abortion. All right, my thing is this. You're an asshole. Like, you're like, that's the most asshole, that's the most dumbest thing. I have more colorful words, but I ain't going to say it. But that's some real stupid shit. How are you going to force someone to have a kid? Listen, what you do, whether you choose, are you pro-life, pro-whatever, I don't really give a damn. You just got to do what you have to do for you. Simple and plain. I'm not here to condemn or judge anyone. I don't really care. You do what you got to do for you, simple and plain. But to sit there and try to pass some law and says if a woman gets raped, she has to have the baby, why would she want to have the baby of a rapist? So then that way, there's a woman out here who has a child from a baby that she didn't want,
That has happened before. That has happened before in all.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But you have to also look at the market with certain parties when they want to discuss that. What is it really about? Is it really about abortion, or is it really about dollars and cents?
Dollars and cents, I believe that. It's about dollars and cents. Because you know what? All you do, when you create a situation, when you create a problem, here comes somebody saying, well, I have the solution. It's like a person who creates a computer program, and then they sell it. Of course, if you created the good part of it, of course you created a way for it that you also know a way to hack it too. And I'm sure you're going to make double the money because you're going to sell that idea to someone. So you profit off of it twice. So basically, for me making the law saying, oh, you women, you have to have these kids, then you're creating an avenue of, oh, well, I'm going to give the kid away. The kid will be awarded the state. The state will get money from the government for these kids. They'll be in foster homes. I mean, it's just one little part of the cycle. Or you'll have some woman who resents the kid, who's going to hate the kid. It's a new set of problems.
Yep.
For someone to come say, hey, we have a solution. It's just like what you said about the whole bipolar thing. Oh, we'll make drugs. Oh, what? Let's make some medication for that. Yeah, it may have a little side effect.
Yeah, right.
Here's $200 for the pill. It'll make you happy.
Exactly.
Oh, what?
And people wonder why they don't trust doctors anymore.
And why should you? I mean, really, why should you? Because the first thing they want to do is give you a pill. All they want to do is just shove a pill down. Here's a pill, $50. Here's a pill.
Yep, take this.
Yes, why not? You're in the market of being a test dummy, so it's like, why not? Let's see if it's
exactly.
Like, you know, one of the biggest
things.
Me and a coworker had a conversation the other day about diabetes, and it's like, all right, if everybody's body is different, how do you judge everybody's body by the same scale? What may be high blood sugar for you may not be high blood sugar for me, but they'll say, oh, well, if this is what your blood sugar is, then you're diabetic or something's wrong with you. Well, how do we know?
Are
that
people aware of
really
the types of diabetes, though? Are they even aware of that?
No, there's different. No, of course we
are
know.
Are people
like
aware?
Like,
you know what I mean?
Well, no, but that's the whole thing.
And it leaves people paranoid, too, because people get scared. I mean, I know some people, there's a guy that's like this, he refuses to go to a doctor because he's like, whenever he goes to the doctor, they're always scaring him with, oh, well, you're at risk for this, you're at risk for that, and don't eat this, don't eat that.
I remember at one point with blood pressure, if your blood pressure was 120 over 80, then you were great. Then you're perfectly normal. Now all of a sudden, 120 over 80 is a prerequisite for, you know, high blood pressure. So wait a minute, hold on. How did it change? Or why did it change? Like I said, if everybody's body is different, we don't all tick the same.
Exactly.
So what may be high for you may not be high for me. But we're all judged by the same standard, and everybody's been given the same pill. Everybody's been given the same thing. Or you notice they always have different medicines. Oh, let's see if this fits you. Or let's see if this fits you.
Yeah, you ain't doing that. I don't know all that.
And that's up to you to get educated on what you need to do, because some of these things you could just cure by losing the weight or eating good.
Or
I don't understand it. Eating healthy.
Well, that's the whole thing, because you know what? In the hood or certain areas, you don't always have that option. You go to certain areas, they offer certain foods that other places don't.
And that's the sad thing about it. Yeah, but they know it. Yeah, but a lot of these doctors, they know it. They know it, and these pharmaceutical companies know it. They know what neighborhoods is, you know,
got the poorest neighborhoods, and they know they don't have no Whole Foods, or they know people ain't going to be able to afford that type of food. So guess what? They know, oh, we're gonna keep getting money because you know what? That person's going to still have high blood pressure or whatever. Listen, there's ways that you can still go about it, even if you're on a budget. There's ways that you can control, keep your blood pressure controlled. So you lose the weight. Listen, it ain't as easy as it sounds, but you know what? There's ways that you can help control it or keep it controlled to a point where you can, you know, that you can not damage your organs or damage yourself as you know, that bad.
Even when you're in those neighborhoods, for instance, I'll give you an example with juice. High fructose is no good. You should be turning things around and reading the ingredients. Do people really do that?
Right.
No. Because they'll see the 2-for-3. This looks great. Meanwhile, just get the 2-for-5 that has no high fructose. Come on.
How about this? How about you just get water and keep it moving?
That's And that's another thing. Drop a little freaking lemon in it. And call it a day.
Yeah.
That's it. Drink some water because, hey, water does the body good, you know.
Well, see, now check this out. So, exactly, water does the body good. Like, all that, that's good and all well, but check this out. What I find interesting, I've ran into people 300-400 pounds. No high blood pressure. No sugar issues. But I remember one day I used to work with this guy. Oh, man, he must have been like a buck and change. Diabetes. So when they tell you about, oh, you got to lose weight or you got to do, sometimes that's not always the case. Sometimes it doesn't have anything to do with your weight. That's the crazy thing. As much as they
want to preach. It has a lot to do with where the fat is being stored and how it's being stored and how the sugar is being stored in your body. So you will find a person that's 300 pounds that may not have diabetes, but there's a person that's 180 that will, because their sugar is not being processed. People think it's just, oh, you eat so much sugar, that's why you have diabetes. No, there's people that may not eat any sugar and their body is not getting sugar. That's why you need to know the different types of diabetics.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, but you know what? But see, now, you heard what you said, Lady T? A lot of people are not being told or being educated on, you know, see what works for you. Like,
right, exactly.
Your body. They're just saying, here, take the pill. Here, take the drink. Here, do this, do that, do that. They're not telling you to learn how your body functions. That's the problem. It's all about educating yourself and how you work.
Right,
you
absolutely.
You all take the same. Like, me and K-Dog can go out to lunch every day and eat fried chicken. My sodium may shoot through the roof. His may not. So that means me eating fried chicken may not work for me, but it'll be fine for him.
But it's all about how your food is being stored and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but once again, that's the thing. That's not being taught like that. Like, a lot of things that we learned when we was coming up in school, listen, how much of this shit we really using? When we was taking business classes or whatever in high school or whatever, how much of this shit, none of this shit is really applying.
Nope.
A lot of stuff we're not using. Yo, whatever happened to education or making yourself educated? See, that's the thing. You got to pay for that. That's what they want you to do. They want you to pay. To be educated in certain things, you got to pay for it. There's certain things that's not going to give you for free. You got to pay for that.
Yeah.
Like, you got to pay for that pill. I mean, it's just sad. This country is a corporation. It has really nothing to do with people or the human factors. It's just, everything is just about business. Nowadays, business, business, business. That's all it is.
Yeah, of course. And we human guinea pigs.
I love it how a lot of people want to scream broke. But yet you're running around with $200 sneakers, $100 belt, and you want a front. You got you got champagne dreams with old English money. Really?
Dreamboat. In other words, you can't buy a Cadillac by hoopty means, y'all.
A lot of people out here fronting. a lot of people out here just fronting. Like back in our days, I keep going there, but yo, fronting, you couldn't be fronting like that. Fronting, you get your ass kicked. Somebody will call you out when you front. Now, so you can lie all day, and it's okay. It's all right.
Yeah, that's the new thing now. The lies is what
fake
keep people,
fake
you
is
know,
real.
Being fake
is the new real.
Yep.
Yeah, fake is the new real.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Thanks. You got to thank Drake for that. He made fake the new real.
Did it really start with Drake? I mean, I don't want to pick on him too much.
I think it did. It did.
Yeah.
And I think it did. I think it started with him.
How did it start with him? This I need to know.
No, with
all that fake, all his fake ass. You sitting up here fronting, talking about you from the streets and this, that, another Negro. You live in Canada somewhere. You got a house, two cars, and all this. That's your mother and your father.
Millie Vanilli been doing that since back in the day.
Wait, no. Now I'm a, no. Millie Vanilli, all they did was just fake a song. This dude is faking life.
All right. I'll give you another person then. Ricky
you
Martin.
You understand? Okay.
Ricky Martin.
Yeah.
Ricky who?
Nah, you can't put that the same
reason.
What did Ricky Martin do?
He was playing like he was
living La Vida Loca and all of that stuff, and then he came out.
Yeah.
He came out.
He was flamboyant.
Oh, no. Oh, listen,
come on now.
I was more shocked.
I was beyond shocked. I was crushed.
Man,
I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh,
my Zen is poppy?
Nah.
So what it was. The thing
that
is,
was like,
a lot of women got shocked. My sister threw a fit. My sister was like, what the hell is going on here? I'm like, well, sis, I can't help you, man. Because
So wait a minute. Was I late on George Michael? Like, I didn't know.
Thank you, George Michael.
Oh,
too. That's another one.
You
oh, my God.
Late on George Michael. I knew that from years ago. When he was in Wham, I knew that.
I didn't know that.
Are you kidding me?
I don't understand.
And
so
she played in The Mummy. Her name is Patricia Velasquez. Was once voted the most sexiest woman ever. And the biggest shock for me was when one of her coworkers said like this, wow, man, you know, as hot as y'all said she was in The Mummy, man, you know that shit came out. I'm like, say what? And when I looked it up, and there it was. I was like, oh, damn, man, what the hell?
We talking about the same thing with all of them, fronting and music. They was fronting MC Hammer.
Come on.
Don't call out Drake. People always call out Drake.
What did Hammer do?
What's up with those pants, yo? Come on.
Oh, y'all talking about
Let's be
pants.
For real.
Yeah,
dude,
come on now.
Just,
and I know, brother, you was with them pants doing the MC Hammer dance. Come on, bro.
No.
Now, I'm going to tell you like this. Now,
yo, let me tell you something. I'm one of those, and I will say this, and I'm sorry I got to say, but.
Oh,
yes,
brother, please don't tell me you was wearing that.
Yes, I was. I had the concept fade in the whole nine.
You know what?
See, but MC Hammer was hot when he first. See, I don't know about when he first came out. That was before the big pants and all that mess. When he first came out, he was kind of banging. Then after that, I don't know what happened to him after
banging.
That.
He was always banging.
Oh, not bumps in the bumps.
Like, come on.
Like
it's all the same thing about a dollar. It's no different than marketing and branding yourself. Why not?
Yeah.
Why
true,
not, Drake?
True.
Why not? You came from the wheelchair, now you rapping. Why not?
From the bottom now in here. I still say Drake is a jerk.
Hey, listen, man, Drake is why, Red?
I like Drake a little bit, but that's the same token.
I like Drake, too.
Yeah, Drake is cool, man.
But
why you not telling us why?
Because he's a jerk.
He's a jerk.
Did he turn down your number, Red? He turned down your number at that concert, right? I know.
Oh, no, I don't, first of all. I like him chocolate, honey. I like chocolate. I like chocolate, not vanilla.
That's Janita.
As most light skinned girls do.
Now I'm not listening to Drake's song, damn it.
No, like I said, I just, you know, listen. If we had to go there, I felt a little bad, but then again, I didn't, because he had to be put in his place, and you know, Pusha T put him in his place, because this dude,
yeah.
See, first of all, the dude running around talking about women and this, did that, and the third, but yet, like he said, you're hiding a child.
Mm-hmm.
Got a kid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. My kid toy.
Oh,
damn. I stepped on.
Playing with Chuck.
How you going to be playing
with
Chuck?
That's funny.
So.
Y'all seen the new Chucky? He's ugly.
Nah, I don't watch
that. Was Chucky ever cute? Come on.
The new. No, the old Chucky was cute. That's my point. I love the old Chucky. Are you kidding me? I love Chucky.
What's going on?
Let me tell, man.
I want to get the doll. I'm gonna try to see on Amazon if I can get the doll. I want the doll.
No, never.
I'm put it right in the middle of the room.
I wouldn't trust that.
Y'all coming? Y'all coming? Don't be trying to say that.
I ain't doing that.
I wouldn't trust that. No.
He goes.
Yeah, before you know,
I'm going to
get the door. And I have to slay a dump.
I get a call from you one night, Red, talk about, I can't leave the room. Come get me. I said, why? Because the dog is at the door. The dog's going to
bring it. The dog's going to kill you.
The dog going to kill the cat.
Yep.
No, the dog's going to kill the cat.
Nope. Hell no. Nah, so that's
oh,
not
I
my
wouldn't
God.
Trust that, though.
You can hold
nah,
that.
Nah, but, I mean, you know, yeah, like, fake, you know, being fake now is, you know, that's the real, new real, being fake, and I don't understand it.
I don't know.
Because that's what the record labels are pushing. That's what sells.
Exactly.
That's what's selling, man. They making their money. They could care less.
Yeah, but
look,
even though, like those, like, yeah, even like on those reality shows and stuff about supposedly whatever reality, whatever it is, but
all scripted.
Yeah,
all scripted.
Yeah, that's scripted stuff.
Yeah, it's just all scripted. And you know what? Half of these people ain't even getting the money that they should be getting. So that's why I tell people, listen, stop following these reality show people. Please try to follow your own instinct. Do what's right for yourself. Stop following the reality TV, because it is all garbage.
Mm-hmm.
It's trash.
Well,
it's garbage. It's stupid.
But
okay,
you know what they'll say? You know what they'll say? Oh, that's my therapy for the week. What do you mean that's your therapy
oh,
for the week?
Candy Crush as a therapy.
That's easy for you to say because you have knowledge of self. You know who you are. Some people
right,
don't have
exactly.
Some people,
mm-hmm.
and they're looking TV or they look to the music. They're looking for an identity. They're looking for someone
mm-hmm.
to keep up with you tomorrow. Who am I going to be for the rest of my life? What
mm-hmm.
role am I going to assume today? That's
yeah.
why they look.
They're dealing with what's
like,
trending.
How about taking
what's
a look at yourself in the mirror and
with.
Take a good look at yourself in the mirror and see
they
what's
can't.
Up.
They can't. They can't look at themselves in America. Once again, they just don't know who they are. They don't know. And then that's time to find out. Some people are just not happy with who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta look at yourself in the mirror, and you know what? Discover, if there's a fault about you, discover what it is and try
listen,
your best to fix it.
What
listen,
fault? Who's fault?
Hold on, K-Dog. I got a question for
mm-hmm.
the lady in red.
Mm-hmm.
For no, get ready to make moves. So now, I'm not saying this applies to y'all, but I've heard other women talk about Mary J. Blige. And say, oh, I feel where she's coming from. Oh, she the soundtrack to my life and all this and that. Well, wait a minute, why you got women out there that just didn't
I'm
learn?
That's the last. Okay.
I'm saying.
Let me inhale, exhale. Sorry, I'm trying not to laugh.
If that's the case, why are you still doing the same shit? I don't understand. Like, I've heard, oh, Mary speaks to me, and I be hearing where Mary coming from. Because, you know, Mary, listen, when she go, it's sad, when she going through drama, she put out good music.
Yeah, you can write better when you're going through certain things. So
yeah,
when you're going through
I've seen some women cry their eyes out.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
what are you talking about? Mary J. Blige, my Life album in high school?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The way that album was just set up was like, whoa, I wasn't going through crap, but I'm just saying.
Right.
Like, real,
like, she, just like you said, when she's going through something, and that's what any artist, singer, or rappers, anything, when they're going through something, I'm talking about the, you know, real artists, when they're going through something, they put it into their music, and that's what you're supposed to do anyway.
That's what you should
with
do.
Mary,
yeah, it's a detox.
Right.
I'm sorry.
With
I'm sorry.
Mary, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I got to target Lady T. You know, Lady T, you ain't no damn good. She said the
what?
My Life album. I remember that summer. Oh, my God.
I remember, man.
Yeah, that My Life album was on.
I just
read
it on for Brother B. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God, you brought it back.
Everybody
you brought
it back to that album.
We might have to rock that disco.
Yep.
Girls, I didn't even know how to sing when singing that album.
But that summer felt good, though. That summer felt good. With Mary Rock on the radio with that My Last, I'm like, yo, I'm probably
gonna listen to that in a little while, but yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm serious. I'm gonna probably listen to that in a little while, but you know, with her,
My Life.
Yeah, My Life was the shit.
My
but,
life was crazy. Though.
You know, I'll say with her, like with that, it's like she. Like it's certain songs are gonna resonate with you. That's with any artist. Certain songs are just gonna resonate with you. That's how I am. Like if I'm going through something or I'm you know in a happy mood, sad mood, whatever. Certain songs are gonna resonate with you. I'm not gonna say that she wrote a book on my life or nothing like that. But you may have some women that are going through the same things that she's going through. But my thing is with Mary, it's like. Homegirl, you damn near pushing 50. Like you ain't learned your lesson yet?
No, because certain people are used to certain cycles, so you can't even call it. I don't judge anybody's book. I didn't walk in her shoes to know. You understand
right.
what I'm saying? Maybe she really did think Ken Do was everything. Maybe that's how he presented himself. Until you find out that the person was really
they were together
you.
For a long time. Like he was.
Listen, but I understand
first.
That.
Mm-hmm. You guys need to know
but
what
I understand
our
that.
Are. Because it's real.
But I understand that. But guess what? Wasn't she going out with who she was going out with? JoJo or KC? And that dude had a liquor problem. Like,
and she had a drug problem around that time. So two drug addicts is kind of like Whitney and Bobby on a different level.
Okay.
Think about it.
Well,
they ain't helping
well.
Each other.
Damn.
You know?
She said they ain't helping each other.
Damn.
Yeah, but
maybe she's
who is that? She said they ain't over each other. But, I mean, I understand that, but it's just like, you know, I don't know. I just think that. And then my thing is, and then you wrote the soundtrack song for, Waiting to Exhale.
Waiting
so now, Danny, you should have known from that time what was going on.
Hold on, pause. We can all say that. We all seen Waiting to Exhale.
Well,
I had a Waiting to Exhale moment where I wanted to do what Angela Bassett did. Let's stop. Wait,
oh,
you know, it might be the soundtrack to somebody's life.
What's so real about Mary and her situation is that she wears her heart on her sleeve.
Capricorn.
A lot of us, okay, and it's not just women. Because you got dudes that are feeling where Mary coming from, too, is just on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
But
are you kidding me? I never heard no dude.
Listen, most dudes
now,
ain't going to admit it.
It's
the same
dude.
Dudes.
Right now crying to Alicia Keys' album.
Listen, cats is feeling Mary because they understood whether they were the one causing the pain or they were one, you know, or they were on the receiving end as well. Mary's supposed to. She's speaking to both. I just think married, you can just really relate to her story. Because, I mean, there's a lot of us that can. Because she's human.
Yeah.
She didn't put herself on a pedestal. She just showed, like, every aspect. Like, she's just real. And it comes out in her music. Like, this is my life. This is real. This is life, period. My situation may not be the same as yours, but you know what? Some things just kind of mirror. Sometimes. But we've
and
all
guess
gone
what?
Through
she may have saved so many women with my life. You never know.
Y'all listen.
Might have saved so many women relationships with that.
Mm-hmm.
That was a hot album. Definitely hot album.
It was a very hot album. And that album, when they came out, people I didn't knew how to sing. They were just standing there singing. I'm like, huh? When did this girl know how to sing? I didn't know that. And
if you look at my life, you see what I see.
I'm just saying, y'all stupid.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God.
You know. Monsieur, mesdames, la société. Oh, my goodness. Now I'm speaking French.
Oh my God.
Translation.
Y'all making Pedro sound Haitian now. Mism.
No, Lord.
Mism.
Now Haitian, you are Haitian. What you talking about?
I told you, I'm proud to be Haitian.
Y'all
look
great.
And wasn't it Haitian Flag Day too?
Yeah, it was Flag Day.
Oh, yeah, man.
Flag Day.
I'm about to say to the Haitian massive.
Yes, 1803, the flag was born. And you know what, man? All I got to say is this is that, you know, very proud to be Haitian. And shout out to all the Haitian people out there. And, you said to nous tout un bon fête du drapeau, à nous célébrer.
Let's get a pop. What does that mean?
Oh, shit.
I'm just saying, I just wish y'all would have
to do it. He's going to say it and keep it a secret. Come on, man. Don't do that.
A flag day. A flag. I'm just wishing everybody happy flag day and keep your head up, Haiti. We're going to do this.
I don't know.
Yeah, one day we're going to have to talk on the side because I got to refresh my Haitian bad words. Like, I think I still know some of the bad words. Yeah, I got to. Yeah. Got some people I need to cuss out. They ain't Haitian, but I just gotta cuss them out anyway. Cuss the language.
Oh, I've dropped a couple of them on some people out on the street.
yeah, sometimes
oh
you
my
got to like that. So
here in Haitian.
I don't know if Hot Rod and you guys got a show going on tomorrow night, but just in case, you know, everybody get a chance, tune in to The Absolute Truth, 10:30 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. The infamous Hot Rod, Sean Black, Lady T, K Dog in the house, as always. And we're about to wrap it up. It's been a pleasure, gang. It's definitely been a pleasure.
Yeah,
gang's all here.
Yep. Big Red, what the hell are you snacking on, Big Red? What the hell are you doing? What are you doing?
I had a shrimp taco. I'm sorry.
A shrimp
Red
taco?
Red sounded like she was ready. She couldn't wait till 9:57
oh,
to
man.
Do that.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
I was like,
man.
Getting off this shit. Well, you enjoy your
taco,
shrimp
yes.
taco. You enjoy your shrimp taco. And
I am. I'm sorry.
We'll catch you next. Guys, we'll find some type of turbulent topic to talk about. And that's that. Once again, everyone have
that's
a good
that,
night.
Guys.
Be safe out there.
I hear you.
Mother McCann.
Later, guys.
Bye.
Peace
later.
Out.
Later.
Later, y'all.
Peace out.
Watch that taco. Mism.
Wait. I should say, Lady T, take us out. Take us out with some marriage.
Come on, hit it with the marriage, girl.
Oh, now she gets stage fright. That's all right. It's all good.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll get you the ball. All right, later.
All right, later, guys.